folks that are celebrating Passover tonight, and it's the Easter week, so I think folks are on spring break. So I did get a lot of notes from students and others with their apologies that it's a tough week for people to meet. And so I still wanted to charge through and get through some information. And it's great. Thank you so much to our clients are here. We've got Kim and Courtney, and we've got Bonnie Shelnut is here as well as our the volunteer subject matter expert and liaison with Grace Centers of Hope. So thank you for everybody for stopping by tonight. And I'll try to keep my comments relatively brief so we can get on with our evening. But again, thank you to everybody for joining us tonight. And the countdown begins. So the whole theme of tonight is really our push to the finish here. We've got a due date that we committed of May 3rd to get our pilot deliverables ready for the client, and all expectations as we move forward tonight, we'll talk about it. We're not looking for perfection at this point. We're looking for some good prototypes, some good exemplars that we can start testing out with students and seeing if things are working. Oops, you know what? I think folks might be moving my thing around on me here. Hang on a second. Let me move that around. Okay. So here's our agenda tonight. We did have the opportunity to do a little bit of a formative evaluation based on the design documents. So we'll talk about that a little bit, what the general feedback was. All that feedback has been sent to all five of the coordinating designers, and the expectation is they'll read through it, synthesize it, and then and push that back out to the teams. So if any of the coordinating designers have not received it for whatever reason, it didn't get through in the email or whatever it might be, let me know. I sent out information as I had it as of Friday, and fortunately we had folks participate a little bit more over the weekend, and we have a total of 42 pieces of information for folks. So I think for most teams, it was between 8 and 12 respondents gave them feedback. So that's great. That's should give you some good information on next steps, what you need to do as you move toward the development push. And then we're going to talk a little bit tonight about what we're looking for in terms of the deliverables, because there's certainly a lot of range on what that could be. Also talk a little bit about the idea of our home base, so where things are going to be stored as we finish things up and as we transfer and pass things off to Grace Centers of Hope for them to also be able to use the home base that's been created. We also have a great opportunity for me personally. A group from Arizona State University has reached out to me, and it's an evaluation class, and they were looking for instruction to evaluate. And so they're actually going to be evaluating our process, our service learning collaborative process. And so Vicki and Corey may be joining us tonight as well. But what that means is that we'll be asking for some additional feedback from the student participants and also from Bonnie and Courtney and Kim. Just again, with the whole idea of how did the process work virtually, working with students, working with folks we don't know each other, what were the expectations, and then how did that compare to reality? So that's something that I'll talk about in very briefly, but in a nutshell, just keep an eye out for some survey material that will be coming out in email to you, just asking for about a 10-minute response in a survey. And then, kind of exciting news, we put in a proposal way back when to AECT, which is an academic conference. It's the Association of Educational Communication and Technology. It's their annual conference, and it was accepted. And so that's one of the huge reasons that we are doing this type of service learning work, is for students to be able to get credit for the experience. And this is one really awesome way to get credit. So for students who are going to be at AECT, I'll talk about that right at the end, how you can participate with us in showcasing the work that you've done on the project. And you'll be able to add it to your CV and your resume and get some credit for the experience. So in terms of the evaluation feedback, as I said, we sent it out to all of the faculty advisors and to all of the students. It was a SurveyMonkey and went through. For Pilot A, it was different than the other pilots. Pilot A was just a general fill-in-the-blank of the perceptions of their project as they were describing it. And then Pilots B, 1, 2, 3, and C was really looking at the nitty-gritty of the instructional design piece of it. So the presentation, the active learner practice, the feedback opportunities, assessment, those types of things. And so it was structured differently. So feedback A for Pilot Team A, in general, everyone was really impressed with the collection of resources that you've come up with. And in general, if I had to summarize it, most of the comments were along the lines of, okay, that's a great collection of resources. Now the harder part of it comes into play where you need to then go through and document the review in terms of what it is that you're reviewing and evaluating. And so I made the comment a couple times of perfect is the enemy of done, meaning that you have a lot of things that you're looking toward eventually collecting and, on the spreadsheets that you put together. So if you need to find ways to pare that down so that you're able to complete it by May 3rd, that's fine. So if some of those columns that you have listed there that you're hoping to collect information on, if that is something you need to pare down, feel free to do that. And Jason's looking for audio. Okay. Can everybody, if I could get in the text chat, are others able to hear me? I think it might just be Jason and Sharon might not be able to hear. Not sure. Yeah, I think. Okay, audio is great. So I'm sorry. I think Jason's just going to have to keep futzing with his audio a little bit. And then Rhonda, I'm not sure. Let me. Do you want to take I don't know if you have the ability to speak. You had a question, though, Rhonda, about Pilot Team A, how to submit. Not sure what that means. And I think you might mean how do you submit your deliverable. So we'll talk about, if that's what you mean, Rhonda, the deliverable, we'll get to that in 1 second. Okay, so for Pilots B and C, again, they're working more on the instructional units. Great start to an outline in general. So it looks like you spent a lot of time thinking about the content that you're going to be presenting, the general learning outcomes that you're hoping to achieve through your instructional unit. And pretty much the bulk of the feedback that came from the reviewers, it was pretty consistent across all the teams, is now is the time to really think about those instructional activities. How are you going to engage the learner with the content? How are you going to involve the tutor in some type of learner-to-instruction interaction? How are you going to sequence the learner through the content? A few kind of words of warning in terms of watching the reading level, making sure that all the terms that you're using are defined, acronyms are defined, free of jargon, and then incorporating existing resources. This is really a big deal. We've talked about this all throughout the project, that not only will be the deliverables that we turn in be licensed as a Creative Commons license to allow others to use our work, but really a huge part of what we're doing is not reinventing existing wheels. And so Pilot A's done a great job of coming up with a roster of open educational resources. And so as you're putting your materials together, Teams B and C, those four teams, if you can just please make sure you're keeping an eye out for available, already developed resources that you can link to. And so that ties into these main phases of instruction. So you may find videos that are out there that would allow you to present information rather than having to recreate something. You may find some type of practice exercises or something out on the internet. You may also find other type of mastery assessments, those types of things. So kind of keep an eye out for those, rather than recreating it. And hang on 1 second, I'm just going to read Pilot A reviewed by disciplines on the Google Docs. Okay. I'm not sure, Rhonda. I'm sorry, Rhonda. I'm still having trouble understanding. Maybe that's just information you're sharing. I'm not sure what your text chat is. And so just back to then Pilots B and C. So what I'm talking about in terms of thinking about the instructional activities, I keep going back to this matrix that I've shared with you a couple times. So if you think of the instructional phases along the left side that you have to in some way, shape, or form present or display or somehow discuss content, you can either do that through the learner working independently with the content. That could be something that they're working with the tutor on, which would be the learner to instructor interaction. And you may actually find ways to think about ways for learners to interact with each other. And I know for the most part, most teams were kind of leaving that right-hand column purposely blank and not having a ton of learner to learner interaction, but that's by choice. You can, if you can think of some ways to be able to do that in maybe small groups or something like that. And then that just carries through to all the other phases of instruction. How are you going to get the learner to actually practice with the material? Is it something that maybe they'll work on alone and then have a tutor run through the answers in some type of feedback and guidance phase that they go through? So contemplate this matrix as you're thinking about sequencing the learner through the instruction, thinking about those actual activities that they're going to be engaged with. Okay, great. I see what you're saying here now, Rhonda, your doc. Yep, okay. Okay, so other development considerations. If you take a look at our main web page, I now, and I'll show you right over here, if this is what our main web page looks like, I now have on the left margin folders for each of the five teams where you'll start putting your deliverables. So this is more when you get to the final form and you're ready for them to be, ready to go live with them. And we'll talk a little bit about how that will interface with the home base that Eric has been developing. But if you take a peek there, what we're really looking for you to do, considering we have a really short development window now, we're talking about 3 weeks from now till May 3rd, so it's not a tremendous amount of time. So PowerPoint is absolutely fine for your deliverable. And so the idea there would be you would have the presentation, either links to something that you're taking them out to videos or it's some type of written presentation that you'd like them to read. You've embedded your practice opportunities again on that PowerPoint, your assessment activities, whatever it may be, and then again, this whole idea of branching out if you need to with links to other resources. And I just really want to reiterate something I've been saying through this whole process. What we're developing for this short window, 11 weeks, we know it's not going to be all the bells and whistles and with all these e-learning modules or what have you. The idea is to get a working prototype that we can then step back over the summer and look at and say, okay, does this work for us? Is this going to work for the folks at Grace Centers of Hope to have this type of module developed on a grander scale? So that's why we keep saying over and over and over, PowerPoint is absolutely fine for your deliverables. And it's something that you can quickly upload to that Google folder that I was sharing before, which is over here. So each team would just click on the folder and then upload their deliverables, the PowerPoint, right to it. Let's see, question for Bonnie. Okay, you know what, Bonnie, why don't I go ahead and unmute you, and maybe you can ask that question directly. Yeah, go ahead, Bonnie.
Yeah, and I haven't talked to Kim and Courtney about this, but I'm just wondering to what extent they now utilize learner to learner, or do they foresee using many learner to learner activities? Is it something that you think would be viable in your environment?
I just unmuted Kim and Courtney. I don't know, Courtney, do you use much small group activities, for example, with the learners working together?
Not really currently. Most of our students are at different points in their learning. Like they learn, on their own individually at their own pace. So that's my only thought about that. So I'm thinking through that. I mean, I don't think we're opposed to that, but currently they don't.
Yeah. And kind of going back to that matrix that we had before, I think most student groups were eliminating that right-hand column. And I think some groups had thought about maybe thinking of some type of asynchronous discussion board or something like that that could be used. Again, those might be things that have gone by the wayside as they've moved on.
I think that I was basing the question on what I perceived to be the way in which Courtney and Kim structure or have to structure, because people being at different levels, learner to learner interaction can be very helpful and viable for people that are especially working towards or on the same project with different points of view. So I'm just saying there might be some opportunities. It might be, for instance, in the computer
Yeah,
knowledge
that's a
that
good
might
one.
be one in which you say, hey, I found this tip I want to share. so I could see it really working in there.
And yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When I looked at the computer design, I found it rather sparse, and that I think that that would be one in which, because TIPS, when it comes to technology, that's where you really catch on to things. And so that's, I just thought I'd offer that. And Kim Phillips is saying, I think I heard her say that she thought that was where it would work as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'm just going to, we're getting a little bit of hiss. I think it might be Courtney. I'm just going to mute you, Courtney, and Bonnie. I'm sorry. We're just getting a little bit of hiss off of the...
Okay.
Very good. Thank you. And I just wanted to circle back to, if everybody has a chance to see in the text chat, Rhonda put a Google Doc in there. That's how she's documenting her review. So that looks awesome. That looks fantastic. Thank you, Rhonda, for that. Okay. So I'll stop talking here soon, I promise. I just wanted to let everybody, or just remind everybody, we also have the home base that Eric Ludwig has started laying out for us within Weebly. And this is a pure repeat of what he had covered with us last week. But this is the URL if you're interested in looking at it. And the idea is that this will be something we can turn over to Kim and Courtney. It's very user-friendly. If you're comfortable using Word documents, you basically can use the features that are in Weebly. There's not a lot of a learning curve to get up and running. And so we'll pass the credentials over to you to use as you'd like. And so what we'll be doing is working on resources that we'll populate within these different icons. And so right now these are just placeholders. So we'll put our materials in that second middle blob there under GED preparation. So when you get in it, based on which one we're working on, like, for example, student group, let's say B2, we'll have the link, and then that will take you directly to that Google folder I was showing you before. And so that's how you'll go ahead and access the material that way. And again, this is not fancy. This is not flashy. That's not our goal right now. All we're trying to do is create a workable framework that can be a way to deliver our prototypes so that we can make sure that we're on the right track as we move forward. So again, I keep saying over and over, don't worry about the flash, don't worry about the bells and whistles. We just want to get the guts of it up and running so we can use that. Okay, and so here's just another example from that Weebly, and you can go ahead and poke around on that. And so now just kind of winding down some things that I wanted to talk about. The evaluation of me I mentioned when we started out tonight. The folks from Arizona State University will be looking at the service learning process. So this is really your opportunity for all the participants, but the client side as well as the students, to offer feedback on how this experience was. This is a pilot in every sense of the word. 5 months ago, we didn't even think this would be running, so it was quite a quick little from start to where we are right now. We went from like 0 to 60 pretty quickly. So your feedback will be instrumental in us working on refinements for what we do when we work on this project again in the fall. And so please, when you see the link that in the email that comes out asking you to respond to the survey, the students have worked on again, these are students from Arizona State University in an evaluation class. They've worked out a survey that takes about 10 minutes to complete, so hopefully you'd be able to do that. And then for Kim and Courtney and Bonnie, maybe we can talk about this afterwards, but the students were interested, very interested in having a brief phone conversation with you over the next week or two, just to get your perspective on what worked for you. Kind of like Bonnie was saying, at the end of every semester, teachers always do this, saying, what could we do better, and how can I make this easier for the next time? And so that's really the spirit of all of this, is to give everybody an opportunity to share their input on what worked in the process and what would be your recommendations for us to look at changing in the future. And then this is really exciting news, as I kind of highlighted a moment ago, is the ACT conference. I think most of the students are aware of this. It's our big annual convention. It's for most of those in the instructional design community. We head to this convention every year. It's this year, November 4th through the 8th. I submitted two proposals. One has been accepted. I'm waiting to hear for the second one. The first one was accepted. It's the design showcase. So all the student team members are invited to help us display the work. And the way it works, we'll have a corner of a conference room. We'll have posters and web laptops open to show the materials, and people will come up and ask us questions. So it's very one-on-one conversations, great exposures. Usually the faculty are mingling around, so you get to meet faculty from different programs. And it's just really great exposure for you to get your name out there as someone in our field. And like I said, I'm waiting then for an additional proposal to hear if we made it. It's about for a panel for designers for learning related to this project. So please add this experience to your resume and your CV, because we want to make sure everybody has a chance to get appropriate credit for all the hard work you've done. So with that, I think I'm going to take the risk here and open up our mics. So we're probably now going to have kind of spotty audio, so please bear with us. But if you, in the text chat, if folks would like the opportunity to speak, if you want to put in the text chat that you had a question, I'll open up your mic kind of one at a time. Otherwise, our audio might go a tad haywire, a lot of static. Any of the coordinating designers, I see Candace is here. Candace, do you want to, if I gave you the mic, did you want to say anything or have any questions about your feedback?
Well, it was very helpful. We had a bit of technical difficulty with our communications within our group. The person who put together our outline was having internet connectivity difficulties, and so the remaining members, we've changed a little bit about what we, well, we've changed it quite a bit actually from what we had originally posted there, but we do have the rough draft together, and it's looking pretty good at this point. So I hope that's okay. We were kind of out of the loop with the communications there for a little while, but I think we're in pretty good shape.
Oh, excellent. So how does it work for you as far as having your deliverables done on a PowerPoint? Is that going to be, you know, a bummer for you, or is that kind of a welcomed relief that you don't have to go out and develop, you know, e-learning or whatever? Is that working out okay?
Oh, I think PowerPoint's going to be great. We can easily convert what we have outlined into a PowerPoint, and because we have had so many different ideas that we have generated with this, it was a virtual brainstorm of ideas, and I've tossed it out to my team, and I haven't heard back from anyone. But if we had, you know, some other ideas, even if they're just in rough form, would you be interested in receiving any kind of outline plan or something like that?
You know what might tell me if this would work? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to just to give the client more options to choose from, because we've had so many really good ideas. The original outline that one of our members produced, there was a lot of merit with that as well. And you know, like I say, unfortunately, we haven't been able to flesh that out yet, but and I'm not saying that for sure we're going to do this. It was just an idea that I had, you know, if we have time and if that's something that the other team members are interested in doing, you know, just to put forth some of these other ideas as possibilities, because there's a million different ways to go with this,
right.
You know, to give the client as more options to, you know, as possibilities for the next round was something I would like to know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we certainly don't want to not showcase any work that you thought. So if you think there's a way, even, you know, I don't want to create more work for you, but if it does seem like you have a fork in the road where it's like, well, we could go this way or we could go this way, feel free to have like option A and option B.
Okay.
And again, I'm not saying like to reinvent the wheel or, you know, to create two projects, but if, for example, on your practice activity. You had a thought, you kind of had consensus on this one idea, but then someone else was going, you know what, this is not a bad idea also, and wanted to spend a little time developing that through. That's fine as well. Because in my opinion, our whole idea right now is to try to figure out a workable way to come up with these roughly one hour units of instruction. So if you've got some good ideas, mm-hmm. Make sure you definitely share them. And yeah, Bonnie, I'll let me unmute you. Sorry, I keep muting Bonnie. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Okay, well, I really appreciate what Candace said. And in business, what we would often do, if we didn't have time to develop, we would have a last screen that said, whether it was in our design document or in something that we were giving to in the final deliverable, would be future enhancements, ways to improve, that kind of thing. Because oftentimes we were limited, just as we are here, by time, and then we would be limited mm-hmm. By budget. And
right.
Okay. So we would say, like I said, it could be called possible enhancements or other, alternative learning strategies, those kinds of things. Give it a title that you
okay.
might want. Okay.
And I just want to open
okay,
up to the also
great.
to Candace and to any of the student designers that are on. We have Kim, Courtney, and Bonnie here, so it's an awesome opportunity. Does anyone have any questions, either in the text chat or if you'd like audio to be able to speak? Or are you just pretty much now nose to the grindstone, pump out your deliverables? That's fine too. But we have a very unique opportunity that they're all here tonight.
I have a question, just in terms of some of the different ideas that we have come up with. Both the outline that was posted and what we the variation on that we have come up with. Are taking our topic, which was the Civil War, and using it to illustrate and to teach about the reading anchors. And I just was curious what the client would have to say about that approach or something more separate, as in teaching reading separately from teaching the content, because that was one idea that we had, because we were trying originally to address a much lower reading level, and it's hard to put the Civil War in third grade reading terms, especially with the texts from the Gettysburg Address and things like that. So, is the combination more useful to you, or would something at least at the lower reading levels that is separate be more useful to you?
Courtney, do you want to speak on that or do you want me to?
Doesn't matter. You can go ahead.
Okay. I think when we looked at it, we thought the reading level was a little bit too low based on where they need to be. So although they may not be at that level, I think if we stayed in that 6th to 8th grade, which probably will help you a lot with that, that would be fantastic. As far as I went
okay.
through that document and I looked at your idea of doing that Civil War, and I actually like that idea of you blending some history learning in with that whole module of learning how to read. So I thought that was
mm-hmm.
I thought that was a good idea to incorporate the two, rather than having a reading module that sits on its own. I'd rather have some learning along with that. So I really liked that idea.
Okay.
I thought that was creative, and I thought that was great.
Okay. Well, I have to give credit where credit is due. That was Jennifer's idea. We're just expounding on it. So.
Okay. I would add to that is that I think from whether you call it a research perspective, of students need to learn reading in the context of something else. When they just have a reading assignment that doesn't have any relevance to what they're, you know, what they're supposed to be doing, it doesn't have as much impact. So I think that this works very well. Not just I think it's been shown that it does. And so I thought it was very, it was a positive way to go. And I think that that's also used in one of the other modules where they're doing with World War II, comparing to documents that are within, while you're learning about World War II. Isn't that, is my memory serving me right, Jennifer? Yeah, I think that's a good way to go.
Okay, well, the reason we were thinking that was when we were looking at some of the reading questions, like the sample GED test questions, we didn't notice any, we didn't find any that were, that contained content. They were just more generic sort of standalone reading comprehension questions, and so we just wanted to make sure that what we were doing was something that you would actually be able to use and that would facilitate the student's success on the GED.
Yes, I think it will. Thank you.
And
okay,
I'm not,
thank you.
I'm curious, Kim and Courtney and Bonnie, have you had a chance to look at Pilot A? I would think, if nothing else, if we gave you no other deliverable, at least that roster of resources,
it
seems very impressive what's already out there that you maybe didn't even know was there.
Yeah, I know that I looked at it. I imagine that the other Kim and Courtney did as well. When I didn't get onto this till today. I spent quite a bit of time just taking a look at each of those things. I thought the list of resources is going to be extremely valuable, and especially as they translate those over into the little report, the commentary, so that we as Courtney especially, who's the instructor, will be able to look at that and make recommendations based on those reports and not just have the URL.
Yeah, I agree.
I had a quick question for Kim and Courtney. How is it going now that we've had a few months under our belt with the new GED? Have you had any students actually sign up for it yet, or is it still too soon for anybody that you know of to have actually taken the new version of the test?
It's definitely been too early. I think our oldest student right now is about 3 months in. We have 4 students right now out of our 8 that we believe are going to be able to take their GED by the end of the time they're with us. We're moving them along pretty quickly, and so so we're learning every day. We're learning more and more. So
okay, great, excellent. Well, I'm done with my material I wanted to cover, and like I said, I'm very open if anyone else wants to take the mic. Just tell me in the text chat, and I'll open it up to you. But that's all I had, and I just thank everybody over and over for everything you're doing. It's just wonderful, and hopefully the students will get some good exposure and get some good pats on the back at ACT and other places like that for the hard work you've done, and hopefully, most importantly, I hope we can really help Grace Centers of Hope as they move forward as well. So
yeah,
that's
really
all I had.
It. Everything everybody's doing, we really appreciate all the time and energy and effort you're putting into this project.
That's great.
And Jennifer, I think it's, you have just, again, you may think I'm overdoing this. I think your coordination of this has been outstanding.
Yeah.
You go over and above what I expected, and I'm very thankful for it. Bless you, Jennifer.
Well, thank you very much, but honestly, this is, like I've said before, a labor of love. This is why I got into education. I think this is what we all can do with all the individual talents we have come together and do this. And like I said, this is a perfect segue. So when you do see that link that's coming from the ASU students on evaluating the project in general, please do take the 10 minutes that they say it will take to provide us some feedback so we can smooth out some of the bumps in the road that inevitably happen in a process like this. So, all right. Well, thanks, everybody, so much. Enjoy your holidays. We've got a bunch of holidays happening this week. So whichever one you're celebrating, happy Easter, happy Passover, and whatever it may be. But thank you to everybody, and we'll touch base before the whole thing wraps up on May 3rd. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Thank you.